We've talked off and on quite a bit about geoengineering. Now, this is the latest article from The Guardian about geoengineering. It was posted on March 27th, and of course there's another one about it too that's up there right now, which was posted on March 24th. But these two articles, Trump presidency opens the door to planet hacking geoengineering experiments. As geoengineer advocates enter Trump administration, plans advance to spray sun-reflecting chemicals into the atmosphere. Now, as for what in the world's actually going to take place with this, we're not sure. But this right here is devastating. Let me tell you how real this chemtrail theory is. So there's another article by Mysterious Universe. Recent discoveries in ufology account for new kinds of clouds. And of course, as you all know, we've done several videos on the heavens and what's going on in the clouds and things. Well, within this article, the Atlas, which first appeared in the 19th century as the Manual on the Observation of Clouds and Other Meteors, is published by the World Meteorological Organization and has not been revised since 1987. However, thanks to the efforts of cloud-gazing citizen scientists around the world, new clouds are finally being secured in their official designation, excuse me. The BBC reports that a handful of other additions will be included as well into this new revised book, okay? Also new to the lineup will be the Vultuous clouds, which are similar to long tubular formations known as roll clouds. Now hang on, I'm building it up because you got to hear this. However, perhaps the most unusual addition to the Atlas will be contrails, which of course represent the vapor trails left by airplanes passing through the sky. Now, of course, they're not to be confused with chemtrails, the article goes on to state. Long held as an item of controversy among conspiracy theorists, vapor residues from aircraft, they dissipate instantaneously. This is my words. Now, of course, why in the world will they be adding contrails into this book? We know about chemtrails. We know about geoengineering. And this is, I mean, this is frightening stuff. You have to recognize that man is going to alter the weather, excuse me. And they have the total legal authority to do so because of the climate change agreement, the Paris Accord, that took place just a little while ago. Research program will send aerosol injections into the Earth's upper atmosphere to study the risks and benefits of a future solar tech fix for climate change. This cannot be real, but it is. U.S. scientists are set to send aerosol injections 20 kilometers up into the Earth's stratosphere in the world's biggest solar geoengineering program to date to study the potential of a future tech fix for global warming. So just recently, we had them add contrails, quote-unquote chemtrails, into the official cloud atlas. And now we have scientists who are officially going to alter the weather on Earth. Now, going back to the latest article that's on The Guardian, the Trump presidency opens a door to planet hacking. Harvard engineers who launched the world's biggest solar geoengineering research program may get a dangerous boost from Donald Trump, environmental organizations are warning. Under the Trump administration, enthusiasm appears to be growing for the controversial technology of solar geoengineering, which aims to spray sulfate particles into the atmosphere to reflect the sun's radiation back to space and decrease the temperature of Earth. Sometime in 2018, Harvard engineers David Keith and Frank Koish hoped to test spraying from a high-altitude balloon over Arizona in order to assess the risks and benefits of deployment on a larger scale. Well, what happens if the weather is altered by this study? What about the people of Arizona that would be affected by it? I mean, that's pretty much like human testing. I don't care how much of a supposed expert this individual or this group is. They're testing it on humans. They're testing it in nature. This is bad news. The context for discussing solar geoengineering research has changed substantially since we planned and funded this forum nearly 1 year ago, a forum being a briefing paper noted. Now, all of this has gotten this massive boost, not from Donald Trump, but from climate change and from geoengineering and, of course, from global warming. That's all I've got for you. We'll see where this goes, but this does not look good. That's all I got. God bless and carry on.